Now, being a WWE diva, of course, means athleticism and poise. So, our competition tonight is the Wheelbarrow Challenge.
Wow.
On your mark, get set. You know what, though? Hang on a second. You're right, little girl. Pushing around a wheelbarrow empty is not really a competition at all. We gotta put something real big and heavy in here. And I'm not talking about Michael Cole's ego either.
That's funny. Face.
Is there anything back there that we could put in this wheelbarrow to make it a little more heavy? A little more exciting?
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol. With three fat guys, we say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. My name is Mike. I am joined by my co-host, maybe soon drunk, maybe. I don't know. We don't know. We just don't.
Drunk is our fish tits. He's as useless as tits on a fish.
You know about fish though, not like mermaid. Because mermaid broads, that's pretty much all they got going for them. Because what else? I mean, you know, the fish half, nah. You kind of got to be a tit man to love a mermaid.
Or an ass man, you know, to fuck them in their little poo hole.
Do they have little poo holes?
They got to poo, don't they?
I would imagine, yeah, they would have to poo. You're right, Napier. You solved that mystery for me. How would you fuck a mermaid?
In its asshole.
You'd fuck it in its asshole. All right, good show. See you guys next week.
One and done. First minute, nailed it.
Nailed it?
Nailed it already.
So you are on board with this PlayStation thing.
Yes.
You're going to a launch party?
Well, it's a midnight release.
You're going to go buy the new PlayStation?
No, I already bought it. I just got to pick it up.
You already bought it?
Yeah, I already paid for it.
Do you get games?
I got a game.
What game?
Call of Duty Ghost.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah.
Why is it because they're like really good at sneaking around, or are they actually ghosts?
There was a character in one of the previous Call of Duties named Ghost, and in the last chapter, he died, and he was kind of like a big deal. Then he died, and now they're all ghosts.
You know, I bought the Black Ops. Is this guy in the Black Ops?
No, it's on the Modern Warfare.
Oh, okay. I never played that one. I bought the Black Ops because everybody was talking about how, oh my God, you have to play this game. It's so much fun to play multiplayer. And I played the actual game for like a week, and it's kind of fun. But the multiplayer I actually stuck with. It's one of the longest I've ever stuck with a video game. And I played it for a while. And I got to the point where you get to the top. And then, like, is it prestige?
Yeah, the prestige.
You prestige and, like, say, dude, I got to the top. And then you lose all your shit.
Yes.
And then you got to start over with no shit.
Yeah, but you get different little monikers. You get little symbols next to your name that are different.
But once I lost all my shit and... I like that. The correct term is African-American ops. That's a solid line anchor. What was I talking about?
You're talking about prestige. Shouldn't look at it at all.
Yeah. Once you prestige and you lose all your shit, then the game's not fun anymore. Because then I gotta like, I'm supposed to be good because I got to the high point, but then I gotta start trying to kill people with pistols again, and that's when I stop playing the game.
Well, that's part of the challenge. You get to start over again, and you get to run up that hill again. But each time you run up the hill, you get a little gold star.
Yeah, but I ran up the hill and I got all the stuff and I wanted my stuff.
Yeah, that's why I never prestige. All my buddies are like, dude, you got a prestige. No.
No, then I lose all my stuff.
Yeah, then I worked for all that shit and I don't get to keep it. And right. all the good weapons are at the end. So why would
Call of Duty needs a cheat code. Anytime there was ever a cheat code in a game, I used that. In Contra, you can't beat Contra with 3 lives. The only way to beat Contra is to know the cheat code.
The 99 lives?
It's 30. 30? Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select, start. That's for 2 players.
Yes.
And you have to know that, because otherwise you're not going to beat Contra. It's never going to happen.
Well, actually, in Call of Duty, they do have cheat codes. It's called hackers, and they actually charge you money, and they level your dude for you really, really quick.
Yeah?
And then you get all the good weapons.
And then you just go back to it?
If you prestige, you lose them. But.
Oh. Well, that blows.
Yeah, that does blow.
Okay, so that's a game that comes out. But that came out on the other systems already, because the Squarehead guy was talking about how he already has it.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not the PlayStation 4 version with all the extra pixels.
Extra pixels, huh?
Yeah, well, the PlayStation and the Xbox version, they're in 720p, and the new ones are going to come out in 1080.
So the PlayStation stuff is 720?
720, it's not 1080.
Oh.
It's not the ultra high def.
I didn't know that. But the pixels are in your TV. They're not in the game.
Yeah, you can't render them. You lose pixels.
Oh.
You lose definition.
Oh.
But the new one's coming out, and you get extra definition.
Wow. So you're going to go at midnight, you're going to pick this up, and then you're not going to work Friday so that you can play?
Probably, yeah. But the new PlayStation controller is awesome. It's made for people with hands this time. So you can actually play it and not feel...
As opposed to previous controllers that were not made for people with hands?
No, they were
what
not.
What were they made for?
They were made for playing with one hand and your penis.
Oh.
Yeah, the old ones were too goddamn small. The new ones actually fit my hands, and I have tiny little hands. I'm used to the big controllers. I want to feel like I'm gripping some dick. I don't want to grip little dicks. I mean, those are little dicks. I'm like, no, those are little dicks.
Big old thick ones.
I want big, thick, meaty dicks in my hand when I'm playing Call of Duty.
I remember when we had the Xbox at the apartment I lived at with all my coworkers, you know, the man house.
Yeah, the 4 layers of Halo.
And it was, yeah, when they had the Xbox, they had the big, giant Xbox controllers. And
which were amazing.
At some point, they made them way smaller. And when they made them way smaller, they weren't as good.
No.
So people would always argue over who got the big controllers because they were better.
Well, a bunch of people at Microsoft blamed the reason that they couldn't make sales in Japan was because their controllers were too big for those tiny little Asian hands.
Oh.
So they couldn't, the Asians couldn't use them.
I guess the Asian market is a big deal.
Oh, God, yeah. They love video games, especially the Koreans.
Right.
Japanese, they don't really like American video games, so they weren't going to buy it anyway.
Microsoft.
Yeah.
Because that's us.
Yeah.
They all have their Wii U's, I guess.
And PlayStations. They're big into the PlayStations. And there are some games that they don't bring out over here because the Japanese would lose their shit.
Well, thank you for spending your Veterans Day with us. I guess that's about as far from a veteran activity as you can. What do you really do to celebrate Veterans Day?
A lot of places will have like parades, and then they'll do
parades of like old veterans, like waving in the back of convertibles.
Yeah, something like that. You know, they have. It's kind of like Memorial Day, only Memorial Day is like little cousin. That doesn't get to play with all the big guys.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
So Memorial Day is the soldiers that died.
Yeah, the previous wars.
And Veterans Days are the ones that are still around.
Yeah, the veterans.
So that's the day you do the whole, well, we thank you for your service and all that.
And barbecues.
And you see a guy and you buy him a drink. You say, you earned it, buddy.
Yeah.
Buying you a drink.
I think they also have like stuff on the Military Channel that's kind of cool. That's about it.
The History Channel doesn't do a whole lot of history anymore. They do a lot of...
sideshows.
Like the guys with the beards that make duck sounds.
I don't think Duck Dynasty's on the History Channel.
Isn't that on the History Channel?
No, I think that's on something else.
Oh. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, they do car wrecks now. It should just be, instead of the History Channel, it should be just, hey, take a look at this, sweetie. Look over to your right.
It's amazing how quickly, you know, that somebody has like their shtick, like MTV played music videos, and then they just kind of, well, maybe people don't want to watch music videos. Maybe we should put, you know, whores partying.
VH1 still does it.
They play a lot of movies now.
Yeah, they do movies now.
They do a lot of movies, and they have like Bret Michaels trying to fuck
everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. They have music based content, like, you know, but it isn't actual music videos. And you know, like, you know, fucking the History Channel, not a lot of history. Court TV, nobody was watching court cases, so they decide, oh, let's do reruns of Law and Order and
cop chases
and when animals attack.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. But yeah, the theme channels are going away because they realize that nobody wants to watch, you know, military documentaries or historical films all day long. They want to watch fucking Honey Boo Boo. They want to watch, you know, fucking Road Rules or Real World, all that other horseshit that has nothing to do with the network that they're on.
Well, now that I'm on my soapbox doing my old man back in my day shit.
Yeah. Are you going to talk about how pussies used to be tighter? Back in my day, a woman knew how to take care of her cunt.
Well, I mean, like, you know, the evolution of, like, what we bitch about. You know, in the 90s, it was like, you know, nobody's letting me touch their boobs. And in the 2000s, it was like, nobody better fuck in my bed or I'll stab them. And now I spent a great deal of time bitching about the people in my neighborhood raking their leaves out into the street.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at in my life now.
Well, now you're getting tits on a regular basis. The worst thing you got in the world is that fucker with his goddamn fucking leaf blower hosing his shit off into the goddamn road like he's a goddamn animal.
All these fucking jackoffs keep raking all their leaves into the street. And then I drive through them.
Yeah, it gets all over your car.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm trying to, like, knock them back into their yard or at least fuck up their stack because they make, like, a big stack in the middle of the street.
Yeah, I noticed that. I drove through a bunch of them on the way over here. I thought it was, like, somebody's car, like, had parked there. But you're saying they're making these piles in the road for a reason. Is that just so the county has to come by and use the street sweeper?
I don't know, but I mean, doesn't that, if it rains like it did today, it rained all fucking day, those leaves all go down in the sewer and clog up the sewer, don't they?
Yeah, but that's why you pay a sewer bill.
I pay a sewer bill so that the sewers work, not so these jackoffs can go fill up the sewers with their leaves.
Well, that's why you pay
a
sewer bill.
Bag up your goddamn leaves.
I meant
them in the woods.
I meant that's why you pay a sewer bill. You pay a sewer bill because they're hosing their shit off into the road.
Motherfuckers.
Goddamn jackassery.
I'm so pissed off about... I haven't been this pissed off about anything in a really long time. Every time I get up in the morning, I drive down the street just with my windows down, flipping people off. Fuck you guys and your stupid leaves.
Well, wait till you have kids. And then you bitch about the parents who have the trampoline and they don't watch their kids on the trampoline. Like, those little bastards are going to get my son killed. He's going to break his goddamn neck at their house. And those poor ass fucks with their goddamn trampoline, I bet they don't have homeowners insurance. And I'm going to have to pay that out of pocket. or your fat faggot son's going to come home. We were doing backyard wrestling.
Why is my son a fat faggot? Fuck you!
I know what that look means, you son of a bitch!
I was just going to say...
What are you implying?
Soup comes from stock.
There's... You son of a bitch.
There's this kid that has he has like this fucked up neck. I was reading this earlier. He had this fucked up. He has this big growth on his neck. He kind of looks like Doomsday, the guy that killed Superman.
Yeah,
you know, like his neck. He looked like the bad guy in the Ang Lee Hulk movie.
Oh, the white dude.
Yeah, his neck is like crazy, all bulked up, fucked up. Like he has something going on, and they. They're treating him with Viagra. The Viagra is shrinking whatever's going on with his neck.
Well, I guess you take water from one area and put it into another area. I guess his neck would go down.
But I'm reading this story. It's this big, long feature article. The article was really long. And, like, I guess it was supposed to be interesting. But they didn't answer my question that I had through the whole thing. Which was, what is this 10-year-old doing with all these boners? I mean, they're constantly feeding this kid Viagra. You know he's getting big old boners.
I bet he's going to have a hog on him the size of a forearm.
What are they going to do with his boners? Do they drain his boners, or does he just walk around with boners all the time?
I bet his house has a very lack of lotion.
And I mean,
like his mom's always wondering where the lotion's going, and I bet he always smells like flowers.
I mean, good for him. They figured out a way to do it, and I guess they're really, you know, crowing about how exciting it is that they're treating, you know, this kid with something unconventional and it's working. I guess that's interesting. But what's going on with the kid's boners?
Why are you thinking about little kid boners?
Because you know this kid's getting big old boners.
Oh God, yeah. And look, when I was fucking that age. Dude, I had boners all the goddamn time. I would pop boners for no reason. I would just be walking along with, you know, I had like a new pair of pants on, and it would hit the tip right. Like, bam, boners. Like, fuck, boners! God damn it, boners everywhere! Popping all these damn boners.
He says Viagra also helps with altitude sickness. Have you heard anything? I guess because you're thinking about your boner and not how high you are, right?
Well, normally, we'd have to ask Clayton what happens when he gets high if he cares about fucking...
What did you do with boners, like in high school when you're sitting there and you get a big boner? Did you do the tuck in the waistband? Is that what you?
No, I you know,
like that, you go up, point it towards your belly button.
No, what I would do is you know those big duffel bags I always used to carry.
Yeah,
I used to carry them in front of my dick.
Oh, you carried it like in front.
Yeah, but
like the
oh
one
God.
That just went over one shoulder.
No, these were duffel bags. These were like one strap duffel bags. But yeah, every time like I would run into somebody and my book bag would like careem right into my fucking dick. Oh man, that was a hurt. I swear to God, I felt it bend at least once or twice and I thought it popped. Like I didn't know you had a boner pop that you could make.
Have you seen these Rams posters all over the place with the couple that have the gray mustaches? Like they're fake mustache. It's a guy and a gal and they both have mustaches. What does that mean? Why don't they have like a Rams player? Why wouldn't you want to advertise like, hey, look, this is a football player. You should come to Rams games. But instead they have these two people in the crowd with fake mustaches. Do we have a guy on our team that has a mustache?
No.
Does the coach have a mustache? Why do they have fake mustaches? What does that symbolize? What does that mean?
Oh, I bet it's one of those jokes like, I must ask you a question. Why are you at a Rams game?
But I keep seeing all these fucking Rams, and it's all the same. It's this couple with mustaches. It's not like a, hey, come to see the action-packed excitement at the Rams game. Look, here's Sam Bradford. It's fucking this couple with mustaches. And it's like, I guess we're hyping the party atmosphere of being at a football game.
Or it's for the Movember.
No, it's been for months, though.
Maybe they were advertising Movember.
I don't know.
I don't get it. Why is it called Movember instead of Mustache-vember?
Mustache-vember?
Yeah. Oh, last year, did you read about the broad who fucking stopped shaving her mustache for Movember, and she had this like white trashy like thin 18-year-old boy mustache. And yeah. It was really fucking creepy because it was her mustache.
Ew.
Yeah. She's like, "Oh, well, I'm doing it for penis cancer." Like, "No. No, I kind of want to get penis cancer after looking at that."
I shaved and I tried to keep the mustache, but I was yelled at.
Why were you yelled at?
She said, "I'm not going anywhere if you have that mustache." She doesn't think I can pull off a mustache.
You give her mustache rides and then she doesn't care.
I thought I looked pretty good.
With a mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd look good with a mustache.
You think?
Yeah.
Think I can do it?
Yeah, but you got to give mustache rides.
So, she tried to dye her hair blonde.
Why?
My gal has real dark brown hair, in case anybody doesn't.
Yeah, she has rather dark hair. I don't think she can...
She decided she wanted to try to dye it blonde. I'm not a fan of blondes. Never been a fan of blondes. I don't watch the blonde pornographies. I don't think I've ever dated a blonde. I mean, I don't mind them. They're fine.
You dated a redhead. That's kind of like
a blonde. I did date a redhead. But I don't know. I don't dig blondes. I just never really have. I don't know. It's just a preference. But anyway.
Did her vagina hair look like a struck match?
She didn't try to die. But anyway. So it didn't go very well.
What color did it turn out?
It turned out kind of like orangish. It turned out fucked up. It was bad. But, you know, I tried to, you know, "Oh, it's not that bad." It was bad. It was really bad. So
I guess she's not here right now.
No. Okay. So she freaks out. She's doing all this online shit trying to figure out what to do with her badly dyed blonde hair.
Peroxide.
And she finds this shampoo that takes out the brassiness in her hair, whatever the fuck that means, the brassiness in her hair. So she goes and she buys this $8 shampoo, right? Uses it twice. It doesn't work. So she just dyes her hair back to the color it was. So now I have this fucking shampoo in our shower that costs $8 that she used twice. And so I've been using this shampoo.
You sound like you don't pay more than $8 for shampoo.
I've never paid $8 for shampoo in my life. Well, you spend $8 on shampoo? What the fuck kind of shampoo are you buying?
I buy this minty stuff. It feels minty on my scalp.
And it's $8?
I think it's like 10 bucks.
The point is, I don't want to just throw it away. So I've been using it. I do not have color-treated hair. This shampoo is for color-treated hair. And so what I was thinking was, this would be a great new supervillain origin story.
Like this dude went to one of those colored braid your hair places and bought this shampoo for colored hairs.
He just uses the whole thing, this whole big tube of blonde dyed hair when he doesn't have blonde dyed hair.
Yeah,
and it like it seeps into his brain.
Oh, like venom?
It makes him crazy.
Does that have a smell too? I bet it does. You're de-blondening.
It does. It's like a real, like, shimmery purple looking stuff.
Yeah? Have you gotten it into your pee hole yet?
All I wanted was blonde hair! And it didn't work! So I will rule the world!
I would make a joke about the maker of it, but I don't know who makes it.
I don't even know what it's called. I can go get it if you want to.
Well, no, then you'll take time out of the show. We'll do it on break.
I'll bring the shampoo back in.
Yeah. No, you shampoo my hair on break.
Oh, I'm going to shampoo you on break?
Yeah.
And see if we can seep it in.
Hey, where is Drunk?
I don't know where Drunk is. I don't know.
Maybe you weren't making up a bit there. Maybe your hair dye got into your brain and you killed Drunk. And now you're going to murder me on the
air. I killed Drunk with my brain?
Yeah. Like scanners.
In my brain, I was like, you know what? I know what will make the show better.
Actually, I think you have said that before. That's not a joke you should make. He's probably dead in a ditch somewhere.
we We care deeply about our friend Drunk, and we hope that he's safe.
Well, I mean, we care so much about him, why don't we call him? I mean, we always wait for him to call us. That's not a good relationship.
Mm, just to see what he's doing, like how he is?
Yeah. Just say, hey, dude, how you doing? How's life?
We have some concerns. We just want to make sure that, you know, everything's okay with you.
And then we should have a talk to him about his drinking. I mean, for Christ's sakes, look at his nickname. He's notorious for being an alcoholic.
We'll say, we don't want you to be drunk anymore.
Do you think when he gets older, he's going to look like Archie Bunker mixed with a hamster?
I don't think he's going to grow old, Napier.
Oh.
I think that's something that we're going to have to start dealing with now, so that when the time comes, we're ready for it.
Do you ever look at Drunk and he kind of reminds you of, like, you know, the little kid with, like, an incurable disease? You're like, oh, poor little dude ain't going to make it to 40. Just looking at him all sad, like, yeah, dude, come on, we're going to go ride roller coasters. You're really going to need this.
WFOD, the Make-A-Wish of podcasts. Mm-hmm.
For dudes who are obviously not going to hit middle age.
This is it, buddy.
Yeah, you should just write to the Senate right now and say that you should get to stop playing Social Security taxes because you're never going to see it.
We should have an intervention for Drunk on getting places on time.
Didn't you do that to me once? You just berated me for 30 minutes with Jesse?
Oh, yeah. Many times. You do better now. I guess you have to, because who else is going to be here?
Well,
am I just going to sit here and do it by myself?
Well, we have food now.
Yeah.
Before, you didn't give me food.
Believe me, that was planned.
Oh, you... No, I suggested it, ass clown.
Got you here on time. Yeah. I'll let you think you suggested it.
I did. Remember, I made steaks.
Thank you.
It was delicious.
We will be back in 5 minutes. Bye.
Fish tits.
Hi, this is Mandy Weaver, and if you're not listening to the Furnacast, then fuck you. Here's what you missed. The Christian Science Society of Dixon, Illinois could not have gotten more literal if they tried, which they supposedly didn't when they constructed a church that looks, from a certain angle, like a giant phallus complete with balls and bushy pubes.
Yep, it looks exactly like a cock.
Up front, the quote-unquote gathering place looks like any old non-penile structure, but from God's eye view, things get a whole lot less pious.
Hey, God, check out our dick! Whee!
You liked that, didn't you? New episodes available every Friday on WickedRadioNetwork.com, iTunes, or Stitcher Radio.
And now, great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
You're too much fun to let cancer get you.
Yeah.
Cancer beats up on the people that say, you know what, fuck it, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't usually beat up on the people that want to fight it, especially if they catch it early enough.
Well, yeah, no, now I'm stage four, like the last, you know, there's four stages.
Ooh. Mm. This has been Great Moments in Mr. Producer Interview History.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays, 9 p.m. Central, only on RadioFubar.com.
strokes this chain. Tell me your name. Tell me your name. You take your cue from the celestial sun. You grab my
and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-host Napier. Drunk is en route. And we are joined by one of the hosts of Dead Men Talking on the Wicked Radio Network at 7 o'clock Central?
Yep, 7.
Matt Leroy. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Napier.
Penis wishes.
I thought it was Brian Wilson's gay brother.
Oh, yeah, I fucked it up. Can we start over?
Okay, sure. Start over.
Okay, hold on.
Mr.
Hey, and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by Napier, and we are joined by Brian Wilson's gay cousin, Matt Leroy.
Hey, that's me.
Welcome. I'm sure it was hard to pray you away from all those truck stop restrooms.
Matt does a podcast or a live show. Are you one of the people that gets mad when people call it a podcast?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a podcast, but he does it live, called Dead Men Talking. It is about zombies. It's a zombie program. And they were contacted by a fellow who is making an independent zombie film.
It sounds cheap.
It looks like it didn't cost very much money.
Excellent.
And he was a bit upset about the email that he got. So, Matt, give us the backstory on this so that we know what's going on.
All right. So earlier this week, again, an email from one of the other co-hosts. And he's like, hey, I got this from what's-his-name. Let me know what you guys think. And so I'm reading it. And we get asked to do stuff like this all the time. Like, hey, we've got this project's coming up. Can we come on the show? Talk about it. Yeah, great. That's no problem.
Well, yeah, and filling an hour with zombie content every week, it's probably good to have somebody who wants to promote something.
We usually have them on for the whole show. They can talk about whatever they want to talk about, and it fills time because you can only talk about fucking The Walking Dead so much before shit just gets stale.
Right. And so you're promoting their projects by having them on their show, and they're giving you content, so it's a win-win.
It is a win-win. So we get this email, right? Hey, bud. Very sweet, got me thinking, and I thought I'd touch base with you in case you guys happen to be interested in getting involved with helping make this film. On Indiegogo, the highest contribution is $1,000, and includes the producer's credit. If you and or Frank, or anyone involved with DMT, see, this pissed me off right here because he didn't even know my name.
He couldn't even listen to the first minute and a half of the show to find out what your name was.
Right. Or Wicked Radio Network is interested, I would be willing to cut that in half as long as insert film name here can get mentioned on a somewhat regular basis. Maybe we could get a little interest from your audience in contributing before the campaign closes.
He's telling you, he's giving you a deal, and you can only contribute $500 to his film instead of the full $1,000.
Right, so we can pay him and mention his shit a whole bunch.
Right. That is how you're getting the discount, is because you're going to plug his film a whole bunch.
What a great opportunity for you.
This is a great opportunity for you, Matt. I'm sorry, continue with the email.
I realize most people don't just have $500 laying around, but if the three of you wanted to go into it as a group, that would be fine. And you could basically form your own production company. Because, you know, that's what I live to do, is have my own production company.
You don't have dreams. You just want to fund this guy's.
For $500.
I really want to be able to one day send out an email and say, hey, everybody, make my dream come true. Send me $500. And I will live the dream of having your $500.
Hey, Frank and the other guy. Yeah. I hear you're Rick dream Frank fairies.
Rick, Frank, and the other guy. Are you guys in the dream business? While I would retain full creative control of the movie.
Oh, of course.
Of course. I would really love input and suggestions. The $500 would be used to copyright the movie, make a website, and create the special effects for the half zombie scene.
Okay, Matt, my question is, how are you going to make that $500 back? That was not explained in the email at all.
No.
How are you going to get a return on your investment?
Because, I mean, executive producers, they put up money, right? The producers put up money.
Right.
They get with the expectation of getting money back.
And let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
If you made your dream project, if you contributed thousands of dollars, as he claims he has, and you were only $500 away from doing it, or $1,000 away, why wouldn't you just come up with that $500? I mean, if you've already put in thousands, why not put in another $500 or $1,000? Why would you give any credit to anyone?
I guess it never hurts to ask, but still, it's like...
And I mean, you know, he also said in there that, you know, he knows that people don't just have that money around, but, you know, but this is a big deal. This is his dream.
Well, that's when he gave us the opportunity for the three of us to go in on it together.
So what is that a piece? That's...
175.
Huh. And then you get to be a producer on a movie that, like, I mean, from the looks of it, it looks like the kind of movie that, like, might sell to Netflix to stream instantly. I mean, it might.
Maybe.
I mean, best case scenario, Netflix will stream it.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, he puts it up on YouTube, and then you get your name on the credits of a movie that's on YouTube.
Is it at least funny?
And I'm glad that you guys, you kind of agree with me on this, because when I first sent it to you, I was like, am I just being like overly sensitive about this, or is this just bullshit?
you were quite upset about it.
I was very upset that day.
Did you feel like someone was trying to take advantage of you?
Just a little bit, you know?
But all these sites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo and stuff, I mean, isn't there like a humbling aspect that, like, if, like, you have to go to people that you know to borrow them? I mean, like, you know, you borrow it from mom and dad or something. Don't you kind of feel like shit, and you feel like, you know, oh, man, I better make their money back. If you just get it from, like, anonymous online sources, it's like, you know, it doesn't mean anything to you.
I think those people have no shame, and therefore they don't care. I mean,
I don't know if they have no shame. I just think they're so wrapped up in their projects that they don't think that this is coming across as being douchey.
So you just don't think about what a shithead you're being.
Right. You're just so, like, got tunnel vision, the blinders on, if you will, about getting this thing done. You're like, I know, I'll do an Indiegogo project and ask somebody I don't even know their name for $500.
Yeah, it's like when your friend comes up to you and goes, hey, bro, I'm giving you this phone call because I'm selling knives.
they're really good knives.
They can cut a watermelon in half with like no pressure.
Hold on, dude. Have you seen me cut the penny in half? Can your knife from Walmart do this?
But I mean, that, see, but this whole conversation, like, makes me start worrying about everything, like how you're perceived, how people think about what you're doing and what you're asking them for and stuff. And I mean, I'm just neurotic to begin with. I question everything I do. I'll listen to the podcast back a couple of days after we do it, and I said, "Oh my God, I fucked that up so bad."
Well, Mike, your problem is you're not a go-getter. You're not willing to sacrifice for your dreams.
But can you imagine?
$500. Yeah, $500. Where's your dream?
I mean, like, we're paying a couple of dollars a month for web hosting. Could you imagine if fucking people were paying for this? If we had a sponsor that wanted something of us?
You're paying $5 a month. I'm not paying you anything.
The thing is, I would have promoted his film for free.
Right, but now it costs $1,000, right?
Nothing. Because we do that all the time. We have projects on all the time.
Right, and I mean, you know, if he would have just came on and been like, "Hey, I got this movie. You know, if you want to donate a couple of bucks, you know, I'm trying to do that." But that was a dick move, I thought, and that's why I wanted you to call in so that we could bitch
we're
about
from
it.
We're from the same town. Give me your money.
So if he
hey, you like zombies? Me too, man.
Yeah.
Give me $500.
It's a deal from $1,000. Be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's the best part is he's giving you a deal.
Yeah, and if you get a producer credit, who knows? Maybe in a couple of years, you'll get to give somebody else $500 to be a producer.
Hey, man, I've been trying to dupe somebody into giving me $1,000. But I will try to only dupe you out of 500.
Fucking saint. If it saves him $500 if he mentions the movie a few times on the show, does it cost him money if he doesn't give him $500 and then mentions the movie on his show? Because I don't think that was explained in the email.
I should email back with a counter offer. Yes, I will give you $500, but every time I mention this project on my show, it's going to cost you $100. You owe me now $1,000.
And you're with a producer.
Yes.
Should tell him, mail him a check for mail you a check for $5, and now you won't shit all over his movie on your podcast.
Do you think he'll ask my name if I do give him $500, though?
Like, he'll take the effort to remember what your name is?
Or will it be Frank, Rick, and the other guy?
How could he not know who you are? You are the Matt Leroy.
I appreciate that. Everybody listening to this is going, "Who?" Jay, thanks for letting me come on your program.
Yeah, I hope you don't get in trouble or anything.
I don't care.
Well, what is everybody going to say? Dude, don't piss off this guy, or else nobody's going to send us any more emails for us to send them $500.
Oh, no!
Our target audience is going to wilter.
Our dreams of being a production company are shattered.
Son of a bitch.
Leroy Branches Industries, Incorporated, LLC.
Come hang off our nuts for $500.
Matt.
Yes, sir.
I'm making a movie.
Then I'll ask you for $500.
Right, it's coming.
Can it be Zombies in the Hood?
See, but I can ask you for money because we're friends. I have a good idea for the next Jason movie.
Does it involve Jason not sucking?
No, like they capture him. They take him alive, and he goes on trial because like there's, you know, that's the process. You don't just kill Jason. Like they capture him and he goes on trial, and like they have him chained up in the courtroom, and like they have witnesses and like cross examination, and he just kind of sits there all Jason like.
Oh, and the box for the jury will just be filled up with people like Jace, or like Michael Myers and Freddy, and they'll all be in.
No,
in the
you're
juror
ruining
stand.
My idea.
Oh, well, I thought it was going
to
be fun.
But Mike, is the moral to this movie that the real monster is the judicial system itself?
Yeah, because he's determined to be insane, and so he doesn't get the death penalty. He gets life in prison.
And everybody's pissed off as they leave.
And he lives forever, right? Jason doesn't die.
Right. right.
So, like, we're paying for him to roam around in his orange outfit forever. It wasn't a great idea.
Wasn't there a movie where Jason got blown up and then, like, the cops collected his body parts and then a black cop ate his heart and then became Jason?
What? Wow.
That doesn't ring a bell to me. I think you just made that up.
Yeah, I think I saw it on HBO. That was a real movie.
Somebody ate Jason's heart and then became Jason?
Yeah. That's how it works.
No. So Jason's now black. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Jason's black now.
Jason's not black.
Are you saying Jason can't be something?
Drunk's here, everybody.
Hey. 10 drunk minutes. That's what we got out of the...
We had Matt fill in for you.
Awesome.
Because you were fucking up.
Thanks, Matt.
You got 10 minutes to go, so you better make them count.
Okay.
All right, Matt. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
All right.
Good luck with your production company.
So, yeah. Happy Veterans Day.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank all the veterans for their service, all those ones that happen to be listening to us.
There's probably some.
I would say so.
Well, Mr. Producer is a veteran.
I would ask Drunk if he knows what time it is, but he obviously doesn't.
Nearly 9. It is nearly 9 o'clock.
I think that makes it worse.
Do you know what time it is, Drunk?
It's time for... S. Dr. Napier.
From Travis Hulse's How Bloody Should Fecal Matter Be Before Seeking Medical Help?
Is it like the black? Like when it comes out black?
Questions like I have a clue. I have what he wrote.
Okay, well, if it's deep red, probably immediately. But if it's like, you know, black poos where it, you know, comes out all dark and sticky, you can just, like, eat bread or something, you know, kind of calm down on the meat.
Eat bread?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that as a remedy for anal feces.
You call your doctor and eat some fucking bread.
Oh, you got anal feces or bloody feces?
Anal feces.
Anal feces, yeah.
That's the kind of feces you want. Yes. The anal kind.
The anal kind.
From Anchor Babcock. Have you done any hazing or bullying on rookie co-hosts? Is that why Paul never came back?
No, but I remember you motherfuckers on the hockey team used to fuck with me every goddamn week. You and fucking Paul Sullivan.
We used to toss your pads onto the rink so that the game after us had to be interrupted and you had to run out in your tidy whities to get them.
Oh, yeah. My nuts would, like, fall out of them sometimes. It would look like a... fucking
Napier.
Superman.
That sounds hilarious.
Napier was he didn't want to interrupt the game, so he didn't have time to put on clothes, and so he just ran out there real quick in his tidy whities. And we always waited till he got down to his tidy whities.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, eventually it ended when I handed Paul Sullivan my gear.
Are you still a tidy whities guy?
No, I wear boxers now.
You're a boxers guy now?
Well, my nuts hang a little low now, and if I didn't, it would get, you know, tucked underneath my taint.
Ooh.
And when I would sit down,
you
I would,
sit
like,
on
sit
your nuts?
On. Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Well, I think what he's referencing is the Richie Incognito thing, the Miami Dolphins guy that was hazing the rookie, and I think he called him mean names.
Didn't he call him a half-black? I think that's what he called him.
And I was looking for the voicemail, like to see if I could find the voicemail, and I accidentally stumbled on a rap song for a guy that was it was an anti-bullying song, and I pulled like 30 seconds of it. Are you excited about this or not?
We really have to hear another.
It's a rap song about bullying. It's topical. It's about Richie Incognito.
Okay. It's an awesome song so far.
I guess I could have cut some of this out, huh?
Yeah, probably a little bit. Why these folks harassing me?
Bully mocking, laughing me. Ignore them was my strategy. Catchy.
But
yeah.
Now it's a catastrophe. Cause they done crossed the line. Time to get up off of mine. No longer gonna be low key. You ain't gonna rich Incognito me. You ain't gon' rich Incognito me. You ain't gon' rich Incognito me.
Don't write incognito on me, drunk.
So are you going to give the proverbial shout out to this artist?
Oh, fuck, I didn't write down his name.
So you're going to play the song.
Don't you Richie Cognito me!
What if all these listeners want to download this song now?
And I'll post it on the Twitter later so that you can download it. It was available for download. That's how I got it.
Yes.
I downloaded it.
Yeah, illegally.
Don't you Richie Cognito me! from Indio Techno, we have a couple of Indio Techno questions.
Great man.
What is the best temperature setting to have the house during the winter for a room-to-room sex romp with my lady?
Between 65 and 67. Any more and you're just going to be sweating like dirty, nasty hog people.
The number that came to my head was 68, so I'm slightly higher than he is.
I think ours stays at 70, like, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I don't do numbers like 67 or 68.
Yeah,
it's either 65 or 70.
Yeah,
The volume too. The volume does.
You don't do none. Yeah. Even well.
Multiples of five. That's about it.
Yeah, in my house we keep it at 68 in the winter and 72 in the summer.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, 30, 33, 34, that might be fine. But it's going to 35. It might be a little uncomfortable. It might be a little loud. But that's what we're doing.
Because 30's too hard to hear.
Yeah, 30's too quiet.
Yeah. 33 might be perfect.
Might but be fine.
You sound like a person with OCD.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah, kind of like his. Whenever he follows somebody on Twitter, he's got to follow four more people.
That is absolutely correct. From Indio Techno, what should I get a narcissistic, fame-mongering attention whore for Christmas?
Well, Mike, nothing. What do you want?
How did I know that's what they're, where that question was?
Get him
going?
A pile of coal. Email it.
Was I a naughty boy drunk?
Yes.
Was I naughty?
Naughty.
I was a naughty boy.
Do you deserve a spanking?
I deserve a pile of coal.
Do you listen to your own show?
Yeah. I deserve a pile of coal because I was a naughty boy.
Naughty, naughty.
You probably made Fat Dingus hang himself.
Who's Fat Dingus?
Nobody.
Naughty. And that was... S. Dr. Dick Blood.
Hey, Mike, how many times a day do you wash your hands?
Three?
Are you sure it isn't five?
Do you do the double row, row, row your boat every time you do it?
No. I wash them just real quick.
Yeah.
Like, you know. I don't really. I probably don't wash them as long as I should.
And you're probably not. You're not a sanitation.
I don't know. Well, I mean, does taking a shower count as washing your hands?
Yeah.
Okay. So that, I mean, that's my morning wash my hands, and then I wash them like, you know, if I take a poop. But usually I take a poop before I take a shower. So then, you know.
Do you wipe your bottom in fives or twos?
I don't typically wash my hands after a pee because I don't typically touch my dick.
How?
I just flop it out the top. And then, you know, I put my hands on my hips and I pee.
I do the hands on the hips sometimes too.
I mean, sometimes I just, you know, I mean, I don't ever really touch my dick when I.
And then when I'm super drunk, I'll start swaying.
Like if I'm home by myself and I do a couple of jackins, then I wash my hands after that.
Yeah.
How do you get your dick out of your pants if you don't touch it?
I just flop it out the top, and then I rest the top of my pants under my balls, and it makes, like, you know, the right angle.
Oh, I can't do that. If I do that, it, like, cuts off a valve somewhere and it starts spraying everywhere.
Start getting the double stream.
Yeah, then when I try to put my pants back on, like, I try to put the pants up, like, I you know, kind of take the pressure off, and then I put the pants up, and then all that unreleased pressure from my piss starts getting all over my pants. I can't do that.
And then he done pissed all over his pants.
Yeah.
I was talking,
he don't want to sit around with pee pants all day.
I was talking to somebody on Facebook. I'm 90% sure who I was talking to. I was talking to our number one fan on Facebook. And we were talking about the Mile High Club.
Yeah.
I don't know how it came up, but it came up that she said something about the Mile High Club. And I'm not 100% sure it was her. I think it was, but I'm not sure. And she said something about, you know, the Mile High Club. And I was thinking about, like, the Mile High Club is like this phenomenon. And everybody's talking about the goddamn Mile High, how they want to be in the Mile High Club and stuff.
No, really, I think that was an 80s thing. I don't think people do that anymore.
But it's like a phrase. It's a phrase that people use for fucking on the airplanes.
Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Don't you think if we made... really, the only way you're going to do that is one of two ways, or one of three ways. If you do it like really, really incognito, like on an airplane, like under a blanket or something, when
or like a bully
paying attention, or if like you go, if you go fuck in that little closet bathroom, or if like you're super rich and you have a private plane, then you can fuck all day.
Actually, they do Mile High Club tours where you can fuck on an airplane and you just. You pay him to do that.
Fuck planes, Napier. Planes that you can fuck on. Planes that have like little rooms. They don't even necessarily have to be any bigger, but like they give you privacy. And you can sell it however you want. You can say, oh, don't you hate being on airplanes next to those really annoying people that you don't want to talk to? Get on our privacy planes where you have like a little room. And, you know, you sell it that way, but then at the end, you know, you wink. You wink, but because you know what the privacy is really for. It's because it's a fuck plane.
But they already have that.
They already have those.
What are you talking about?
Fuck planes. That's a thing.
Fuck planes?
Yeah. You rent a plane tour, and you fuck in the plane, and they take you a mile up, you fuck, and then the plane goes back down.
Really?
Yeah. That's a,
but
that's
it's like a thing. Private thing? It's like just you and...
Yeah,
I'm talking like a commercial airliner. I'm talking about like you take a trip to Hawaii and you also have like a little room on the plane.
Yeah,
on the way.
But
I'm not talking about just like for the sake of fucking. I'm talking about, you know, you sell it as a privacy thing.
The thing about the big plane is they can cram as many people in there. That's so you can have.
Right. Well, you pay a little extra, so you have like a little room.
And a
you
little don't extra. Know, you know how much jet fuel costs to get from St. Louis to Hawaii?
Yeah, you take the trip you want to take. You either take a trip to fuck or you take a trip to Hawaii. You can fuck in Hawaii. They allow you to fuck on that island.
Like $4,000.
Yeah.
This is another one of my great ideas that you guys are shooting.
Poo-pooing all the way.
Well, it's another one of your great ideas that somebody already had 15 years ago and made a business out of it, and they're already making money.
15, more like 30.
Yeah.
It's a fuck plane.
Yeah, they already have those. It would be like you coming up to me and drunk and say, hey guys, I got this awesome idea for shoes. What they're going to be is this little flat bottom and this little piece of plastic comes up between your big toe and your other toe right beside of it, and it kind of straps in there.
And then I would say, oh, you mean flip-flops?
I'm like, no, not flip-flops. I'm going to call them tongs, and they're going to be awesome. And like,
see, Mike, sex plan.
Yeah, boom. Yeah, that's already. Yeah, this is an advertisement for one. This is a fuck plane.
And so they just take you up and you fuck on it, and then they take you back down.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, how much? Oh, wait, there was the rates down there.
$4.25 an hour.
Can you beat that?
I mean, I was thinking about it.
Like, can you beat that?
On like a train, like everybody has like their own little like room.
Trains are way different, Mike.
Yeah, the trains. I mean, you can fuck on a train. You can fuck on an airplane. You just got to rent the special one.
So you're saying this is a bad idea?
Well, no, terrible. It's just somebody else already had it.
Terrible, terrible, terrible idea.
I mean, it was a great idea for the first guy who came up with it. I'm sure he made a bunch of money. But that was like 20 years ago.
Ender's Game made $44 million.
That's not very good.
No, it's not. It had a 51% Metacritic.
That's even worse.
It's not very good.
No. It
finished with 22 points.
All my friends at work shit on it.
Yay.
Are you stoked about the 22 points?
No. Not for a second rounder.
I thought that was your first round pick.
No.
What was your first round pick?
The Hobbit movie. I think I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
Who do you it depends on how Thor does.
Who do you think is going to win?
Probably you.
Yeah.
Then again, I thought you were going to win last time. Yeah, me too. Shit the bed.
I didn't shit the bed.
You're a curse.
World War Z and Superman shit the bed.
At least Superman
didn't
this
have
time.
World War Z. Didn't remember? I? You just went and saw World War
Z
and thought that meant you had it. Did you do your podcast SmackDown challenge?
No.
Fair enough.
Of course he didn't fucking do his
podcast. I don't even remember who it is.
He showed up 50 minutes late to an hour-long podcast.
Well, now it's longer than an hour.
And he didn't do his podcast SmackDown challenge.
Yeah. I done forgot who I even have. Who do I have? You remember?
I don't remember.
I think it's the Eric Toddcast or somebody.
No, Eric Toddcast lost last round to Sweet Feather Egypt.
That's right.
I think it was...
It was Pod Cheese and Uniformed Opinions.
This was going to be a good one. It was Veterans Day show.
Oh, man.
It was Veterans Day show, Drunk. It was going to be a good one. So next week, Drunk.
Yes. Let me note to self.
Here. Oh, okay. We'll wait. I mean, if you want
to
take notes on your cell phone during the podcast.
I feel like old people trying to figure out where my shit is on my phone.
There's a new program on Radio FooBar, a live show called The Lotus Cast. I listened to it. It was funny.
Notepad.
What is it?
It's a bunch of guys that sit around and talk.
They call it the Lotus Cast?
A couple hours. And, they say bad words.
What does Lotus have to do with it?
I don't fucking know. Why don't you ask them?
Well, they're not on right now. You're on.
I just wanted to give them a little, plug-a-roo. Because they're on our network. And they're a live show.
Nobody ever tells me what's going on.
I just fucking did.
Yeah, but
there's a show.
Yeah, but you said they're
on Thursdays called The Lotus Cast.
Yeah, but you said you listened to them. You didn't say, "Hey, Napes, let's listen to this show together and we'll compare notes."
Napier, do you want to get together some night and we'll just listen to podcasts, the two of us?
Is there a new one debuting on Radio FooBar?
We'll just sit on the couch and we'll listen to some fucking podcasts. Does that sound fun? Does that sound like something you want to do?
Yeah, kind of. Now that you won't let me do it.
We'll take our shirts off. We'll just kind of,
You never have a shirt on anyway.
I have a shirt on right now.
You didn't last week.
I'm never
week.
Not wearing a shirt in front of you bastards again. I got the goddamn paparazzi taking pictures of me and putting them on the internet. I felt so goddamn exposed.
You're not a woman.
He definitely had a shirt last week, for sure.
You weren't here before the podcast. He didn't have a shirt on before the podcast. Yeah. And then you came over and was like, "Oh, I don't want Drunk to see my bits."
Save. I got it.
There's a person who made a anti-rape underwear.
How does that work?
It's really hard to take them off. Like the ladies, they put them on and you can't rip them off. They have a waistband that you can't rip.
How do you piss?
I don't know. But I just want you to picture this in your head, okay?
I'm trying to picture it, but
I want you to just picture yourself in the mindset of a rapist.
All right, I'll try real hard.
Try real hard, okay? Think about you're a rapist.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm a rapist.
Okay, you're there. Okay. Now I want you to imagine Drunk as a pretty girl.
I'm a very pretty girl.
And Drunk says to you, "Right now, I'm wearing anti-rape underwear. There's no way that you can rape me when I'm wearing these underwear."
Okay, Drunk, say that.
I'm a very pretty girl.
Now,
no.
Now, before you wanted to rape her.
Yeah.
After she says that, you really want to rape her, don't you? Way more than before.
Well, now it's a challenge. Now, I get to...
Now it's a challenge, and now she thinks that, she's safe.
Yeah, it's like a safe cracker, the one who gets the impossible to get through safe.
Right.
He's the one everybody talks about. "Oh, did you hear about Tom? Tom fucked this broad through the unrapeable pants. He's a legend. His dick is made out of harpoons. She wasn't even pretty. He just accepted the challenge. Looked at that broad right in the face and I bet she has on rape-proof panties. Let's check this out. Oh, there they are. Come here, blue whale. I'm going to get you. Through hell's heart, I stab at thee, puss flaps."
Puss flaps. What a great word. I guess it's
I would find the rape-proof underwear store.
Yeah.
And I would just wait outside to see who's walking out of there with a bag.
How do they piss?
I don't know. It's funny because I assume that like you can put them on and take them off. I'm sure they're not just permanently on you.
Yep.
And so, I mean, like, if the trick is just that they're you don't rip them. I mean, do rapists always rip off underwear? Is that the rule? Because you can just take them down. You don't have to rip them off.
No, you don't have
to. In fact, it's quite inconsiderate to rip them off because then she can't put them back on and go home.
Or they just use a knife like I do with the fucking CDs and movies that I bring home when they have those little anti-theft stickers on them. Like, oh, I can get through that with a knife. I bet he's thinking the same thing.
Don't you think it's kind of disturbing that like Napier equates a woman to a CD or DVD that he has to unwrap with a knife?
Not in the least.
No, they're not like CDs and movies because I'll use a CD or a movie more than once.
See, that's Napier for you. I mean, I've known him quite some time, so I expect words like that to come out of his mouth.
If I knew that there was going to be one story this week that Napier sunk his teeth into,
yeah,
it was the anti-rape panties.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, that's
home run material.
I mean, that just has a, like, volley it up there and let Napier.
You threw an 89-mile for out power fastball right down the heart of the plate.
Right.
And he just knocked it out the park.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably keep going, couldn't you?
Oh, you probably. He could probably do 35. That's basically gun talk to him.
Right.
Yeah, except for drunk won't interrupt me in fucking rape talk.
Exactly.
He'll just sit there and look at you.
Not in agreement like I'm some wise old sage. Like, you know what? That's some good learning. I'm going to use that in my everyday life. I'm going to take that to work, and I'm going to give an inspirational speech to all my employees. Hey, buddies, did you know you could fuck a woman with a knife? Now I want you to use that in your next 8-hour shift. And when you go home, hold that in your heart.
I wish that like the little idea bubbles, like with the light bulb, I wish those were real, because like when you started going about like how to get the anti-rape panties off, I just know that like in drunk's mind, he goes, I should start carrying a knife.
Ding! Ding! Anti-rape panties? They're not anti-box cutter panties, are they? I bet I win!
Oh, man. No, keep going, man.
We're mean people.
You're not mean people.
You're a good person, Napier. And a model American.
Typical American.
Well, it's that time.
Da da da
da da da.
America.
Da 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 da.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Join us Mondays, 9-8 Central on RadioFubar.com. Join to chat, or download the TuneIn app for smartphones and listen to it that way. Download our show on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, whatever the fuck you want. No, they don't make Zunes. Or from RadioFubar.com. Rate us on iTunes, or Stitcher, or fucking Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook.com/WFODicks, on Twitter at WFODicks, or you can follow us around on one of our mini channels at Shoza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL, or you can do shit that other people put up for me on Twitter at NapierIsms. Listen to other shows on Radio FUBAR because we're not dicks about it. And then buy a shirt. See you in hell.
What's a black Thanksgiving?
I don't know, one with chicken instead of turkey.
Yeah. Is that what they call that nowadays?
I think so.
So is the chicken from KFC?
KFC's not open on Thanksgiving.
It's very racist what you guys are talking about. Were they out of turkey or something?
No.
No, he didn't have an oven.
Yeah, the oven broke that year.
So what kind of chicken did you have?
Oh, we didn't. I was making a joke because I said it was going to snow on Thanksgiving and we would have a white Thanksgiving. Unlike one year when we had to have a black Thanksgiving because the oven broke. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
It's not a great joke.
So, no, it wasn't meant for the podcast.
So, it was just kind of meant...
It was meant between...
Went and turned the microphones on so that we could bomb with that one.
Yep. Yeah. Thank God we've got the listener still.
Thank God that will now live on forever.
Yep.
Future generations... We'll download episode 100 and whatever the fuck this is and say, oh my God, just wait till you hear this fucking awesome black Thanksgiving joke.
I'm not going to ruin it for you, but one year Napier's oven broke. You just got to hear it. It is going to be amazing. The story he tells about the time when the pilot light wouldn't light.
Oh, you're only on episode 34. Oh, you got a ways.
Yeah.
You got a ways.
You got to start from the beginning, though, or you won't know what's going
on. Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, no, not Thanksgiving 2012. That's when the oven broke. It was too horrible for him to mention. You got to listen to it next year when time's gone on and it softened the blow. And it was he talks about that time he wasn't able to have turkey.
Yeah. So speaking of Thanksgiving, are we gonna have like a special Thanksgiving Day episode?
Not like day. We're on Mondays.
Not like day, but like week.
What do you want to do for like the special Thanksgiving episode? What would you do?
Let's do an entire episode of gobbles where we just go gobble, 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 gobble. It'll be 1 hour of us making gobble noises.
Gobble, gobble, gobble?
Gobble, gobble. Gobble.
That's intriguing gobble. Radio.
Gobble?
And you didn't get it. God damn it.
You fucked it up, drunk.
You're supposed to go gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble. No, this is for the Thanksgiving episode. It's
we're
not
practicing.
The Thanksgiving episode.
We're gobble, practicing.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble. Chat room. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Now it sounds
Jay
like Chinese.
Jay wants to know what we're thankful for.
I'm thankful for you, too. You guys make my life complete.
Aw. I'm thankful for you, drunk, because you bring a smile into my life. And you complain about my farts like my lady friend even doesn't.
Because they're ridiculous. And then they're not farts. They're sharding your pants.
No, it's cool. There's no stain on them.
There's literally moistness. I could tell.
If there's no moistness on the other underwear, it's not really that moist. It doesn't count.
You know, I listened...
Chickens don't fly?
I listened very attentively while Drunk said what he was thankful for.
Yeah.
And then you went did what you were thankful for. And then you rude cocksuckers just started talking.
I just assume you would interrupt me like you always fucking do.
Talking amongst yourself, just having a conversation. Nobody gives a fuck what I'm thankful for.
We'll find out on the Thanksgiving Day episode.
Yeah.
It's a tease, right?
Yeah. Me and Drunk, we're not... we're the potatoes. We're not
we're
the steak.
Unimportant, right? Yeah. It's all about you, Mike, so...
Yeah, we're
we could probably knock out about 20 minutes about what you're thankful for that day, right?
Yeah, we're the corn in the tortilla soup. Nobody looking
people
forward
have,
to it.
People have tortilla soup for Thanksgiving?
I mean, people who eat tortilla soup.
Oh. Yeah, enchiladas for Thanksgiving? That sounds delicious.
Oh my God, I should do...
Turkey enchiladas.
And fucking turkey burgers?
Turkey burger.
Oh, shit.
Turkey sausage, turkey ham.
And turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon.
Yeah. except for I'll fuck with them. It'll be real bacon. And they'll be like, man, this turkey bacon tastes delicious. I'll be like, yeah, I got it at a specialty butcher shop. That way my fucking hipster in-laws will fucking respect me.
Mike, can I ask you a question? What are you thankful for?
Mike, what brings a smile to your life? What makes getting out of bed every morning with that face a little more bearable?
Oh, you pouting now? Pouting, Mike?
Nobody cares what I'm thankful for.
No, we just said.
You guys can go fuck yourself. You're just humoring me. I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not thankful for anything.
Are you thankful for assholes. The new chat room that doesn't kick people out for no reason?
No.
Well, now we got all of our friends in there.
So, I was thankful for you guys because you make my life complete. And Mike says, fuck you guys. You guys.
Music's on. We're not talking anymore.
We're not talking anymore because you have sad pants. Why don't you go get happy pants like Drunk? Drunk showed up 50 minutes late. And you know what? He's happy to
no,
be
make
here.
Sure that you... Make sure that that's clear so that everybody knows. You didn't say 15. You said fucking 50.
Yeah.
50 minutes.
Well, yeah. We're not paying him. I mean, what are we going to do? Dock him?
You guys should dock.
Oh, dude, we can put docking clamps on. That way he can't get away from me too easily. Because I am going to look right at him.
That is disgusting.
I'm going to spit on him too while I do it. That way he knows who's in charge. Drunk, are you cut? Oh, well, I'm cut too, so we're going to have a hard time at this. This is what I'm going to need you to do. You know those African people that make their earlobes bigger with those plates? I'm going to need you to do that with your dick. We're just going to
start working on it now so it's done in time for Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah. We're going to...
I mean, is that a thing? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Tying weights to it, Drunk.
Yeah, dude, we can start a movement of growing your foreskin back.
Jay Adson just won the chat room. Jay Adson has officially won the chat room, everyone.
What'd he do?
Thanks, docking.
Yes. Oh, thanks, docking.
Thanks, docking. And that's what we're going to do for our special Thanksgiving episode.
We're going to touch dicks.
Click.
Oh, and by the way, shh, I'm going to pantomime something for you.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Oh. Like you saw or you think?
No, I confirmed.
Oh. Huh?
Oh.
Like crazy. for real, not like
no, like for real.
Oh, I like pantomimes.
And you want to know what makes that great?
What makes it great?
I can take credit for it. I can find a way. Slow clap for Mike. That is what I'm thankful for. That I can take credit for it.
Don't you take credit for everything?
I do. And you want to know why?
Because it's America.
No, that's not why.
Why?
Because
you're...
Because I'm great.
Because you're a man.
I'm thankful for how great I am.
Narcissist.
Give me something good for Thanksgiving.
Whatever I get you.
I get Thanksgiving presents. What? And Christmas presents. I get all the presents.
Whatever I get you is going to be in fives. That way you don't flip your shit out when you get them. Like,
five singular.
There's only two. There's only two. Five, five, five. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. Five.
Five?
Five. Five. In your words, I should let it out. Would see you die. I'm a watcher. I see it, watcher. It's in your afterlife.
think I wiped my butt good enough.
Like, how can you, like, are you, do you got, like, something going on?
Yeah, like, it's kind of, like, stingy. Like, it's been rubbing together all day.
Well, we did just have tacos.
No, like, all day.
Ooh, oh. Like I fish tacos? Around a bunch
and, like...
I love fish tacos.
I don't think I did a good enough job wiping.
What I think it is...
I think there's something loose in there rubbing around.
I think this is like when you see a flock of birds flying one direction, you're like, why are those birds flying one direction? And then it's later realized that there's, you know, an earthquake coming, and then there's an earthquake. I think the demon's stirring.
You think? This is the calm before the storm? This is just a warning?
Yeah, this is the birds. And the deer's running away. Like, you look at him like,
because Mike pooped his pants.
It's when the dog starts barking at the door when there's nothing outside because he knows the storm is coming.
Yeah. He can feel it in his knees, but you can feel it in your lining.